Han vår, ge vår och ge vår kvinnsöt på. Amen. Shot. There's a story of many years ago when there was famine in Armenia. A mother brought her last cup of flour to the church. And she brought it to the church and she gave it to the church as a gift and to give to the poor. And she prayed and said, "You, Lord, are my bread." That night she went home. And she went to bed with her children hungry. The next morning, she woke up to her neighbor knocking on the door. The neighbor, she opens the door and she sees her neighbor, and her neighbor says, "We have so much extra wheat. Come and take as much as you want." The woman in this story fought in a war. And she fought in this war not with weapons, but with faith. And like the widow in the gospel reading today, she probably heard Satan also whispering in her ears, "You'll lose everything if you give it to God. You'll lose everything if you trust God." But she refused that lie, and she believed that to give, to love, and ultimately to surrender to God was not a loss, but it was victory. The devil tempts us to live in fear of lack. He tempts us to not serve God, but to serve the God of self-preservation. He makes us try to believe that if we serve God, we will lose everything. And if we only think about ourselves, we'll have more for ourselves. But Christ calls us to fight against this and to trust God, that God will provide for us, whereas Satan only wants us to hoard everything and ultimately lose it. Yesterday, in the Armenian church, we celebrated the Feast of the Holy Translators, the saints who discovered the Armenian alphabet and equipped the Armenian nation with the Word of God. This is not just little scholarship that took place, but this was true warfare against Satan's kingdom of ignorance and spiritual blindness. The evil one does not want us to know the truth. The evil one does not want us to understand the truth in this world. And he knows how to disrupt it. It's not a coincidence that St. Mesrop Mashtots, the one who invented the alphabet, it's no coincidence that he was a soldier by profession. He was not a priest only. He was not just someone who was in the royal court, but he, by training, was a soldier, a military man, and he knew how to wage war against the evil one. And he knew this by teaching the truth, by reading the Bible. And like the widow who gave everything, the holy translators also gave everything. They gave their time, their brilliance, and their strength to make God known. They equipped an entire nation with the light of the knowledge of God in order to be enlightened and to enlighten others. In this war that is raging around us, we are not mere spectators, but we are soldiers in this war. The devil does not need us to curse God. He just needs us not to trust him. He tells us, very silently, but at the same time very loudly, "Keep your time for yourself." He says, "Save your money for later. The church doesn't need it. They have a hall that makes lots of money. You don't need to give anything to the church." He says, "Don't forgive because they are not worthy of forgiveness." He says all of these things so that we remain far from God and far from the calling that we have been called to live. But every time we give, every time we forgive, and every time we serve, we are wounding evil. The two mites, the two pennies that we have are not small, but they are ammunition in this battle we are fighting. When you pray for your enemies, you are knocking on the head of the serpent. When you fast and when you give to the poor and when you help others, you're destroying the idol of self-love. When you confess your sins, when you repent, and when you do true metanoia, when you change the way you live so that you do not do the same sin again, you are breaking the chains that the devil has thrown upon you. Saint Anthony the Great says, expect temptation until your last breath, but do not fear, for wherever the cross is, demons flee. The cross is not just a symbol. The cross is a banner and a flag which Christ leads us into battle with. The widow's offering in today's gospel reading was her cross. And she said very valiantly, I will not serve fear. Each of us is called to the same battle. Not with might, not with swords, not with weapons that are physical, but by surrendering ourselves to God and by serving Him. And in doing this, we take apart and destroy Satan's kingdom, and we spread the kingdom of God in this world. We don't know what happened to the widow in the gospel reading today. We don't know what happens to the woman, the mother in the story earlier in the sermon. But what we do know is that their faith conquered the enemy. Satan loses every time that a believer trusts in God in the face of fear. The holy translators fought the same battle that we are fighting today. And because of their courage and their determination and their faith, we here today have the Bible in Armenian, we have the liturgy in Armenian, and we have our faith as well. The war, as I have said earlier, is not over. The war rages around us every day at all times. And the kingdom of darkness tells us to go save yourself. Don't fight. Just save yourself. Whereas the kingdom of heaven tells us, give yourself. And when you give yourself, then you will live. Through the prayers of the holy translators and the faith of the widow, I pray that we may stand firm in the light of Christ, waging war not with hatred, but with holiness, not with fear, but with faith, and not with pride, but with truth. Amen.